Nation.
It's Ask the Expert with attorneys Charlie Cochran and Rachel Erickson on News Talk 1350 and FM 103.5 KSRO. Ask your legal questions by calling the show at 707-636-1350.
Hi, folks. Charlie Cochran live in the KSRO studio with you every Monday from noon to 12:30. I come in here with my partner, Rachel Erickson, and we talk about some aspect of the law. You're also... You can give us a call at 636-1350. That's 707-636-1350, and we'll field your legal question.
Hey, who doesn't want some legal advice? Free legal advice. Seems like people always want it when I go to a party.
Yeah? Oh, yeah. You're an attorney?
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah. Can they do that?
Can they do that?
You know when somebody corners you at a party and says, can they do that? You know, you're in for a very entertaining discussion. And no, I don't mind being asked questions at parties. Sometimes it leads to very interesting conversations, and sometimes it actually leads to some work that I can do to help somebody. And more often it works into pro bono free legal services down the road, but that's okay. I do a lot of that, and I don't mind sometimes.
Well, today, Rachel, we thought we'd talk a little bit about attorney's fees, and I start off with the concept of you get what you pay for.
Oh boy, do you. When you're getting into the legal profession, you get what you pay for and then some. There are a lot of people that have legal licenses out there that you just, you know, as an attorney, you just kind of go, I'm not sure how they passed the bar exam and how they have a successful business, but it happens.
And I want to say another thing too. If you think you're paying your attorney too much, you probably are.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. It's hard to say. Sometimes you are and sometimes you aren't. Sometimes you're not paying enough.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're getting some great legal services for, you know, nickels. I mean, I do a lot of pro bono work. I really do. So I think people get a good deal when I'm working for you for free. And I do it. And I do it through legal aid, and I volunteer various places, and I volunteer my time a lot. So, no, you're not getting what you pay for. You're getting excellent service for no price. Anyway, give us a call if you have a question. And today we're going to talk a little bit about how do attorneys get paid? Because some of them get paid too much. Some of them not enough. Some of them not at all. I've known a lot of attorneys that set up a business and then can't seem to get it rolling, and they have to close up shop and take a job somewhere else. Happens a lot.
It does. I first want to say, what can you expect when you go into an attorney's office in terms of payment? Usually the attorney will see you for no charge if you are coming to see them for a personal injury case. Now, many, many times the attorney won't charge you for and give you a free consultation. That's, the exceptions to that are if you're just going to be asking the attorney legal consulting questions about your business or maybe a family law matter, the attorney will charge you. Like, Rachel, you charge people for a family law consultation.
Yeah, and I do that, and a lot of family law attorneys do that because we need to be sure that you're serious about your issue and you're not just coming in wasting my time. Because I'll tell you what, if there is one area of the law where you can waste a lot of my time, it's, you know, divorce issues, custody issues, where really what you want to do is just complain about your hopefully soon-to-be ex-spouse. And that's not my job, but if you're going to pay for it, I guess you're going to pay for it, but you're better off going to a therapist that charges less than I do. But I do for my family law cases. Some family lawyers don't. The good ones usually will charge you a fee. It's usually less than hourly, but sometimes it can be their hourly fee, and it's worth the payment. I really firmly believe whatever it is, it's worth the payment most of the time. Business cases, you're going to pay for a consultation. Any type of personal injury, car accident, bike accident, slip and fall, any of that kind of stuff, you're always going to get a free consultation. And if somebody tries to charge you for that consultation, you're going to the wrong lawyer. And part of the reason this topic came up is over the weekend, we were, you know, tootling around a little bit, and I, you know, and I see this all the time. I see a billboard, or I see an ad for an attorney that goes, "You don't win unless we win. You don't. We don't get paid unless you get paid." And it's like all personal injuries attorneys are like that. And the problem is a lot of them will say that, but that when they say win, they could get $15 and they count that as a win. And I'm like, that ain't a win. But if they, what they mean is, they don't get paid unless you get paid, which means they may take more than you get.
Now, when you go into an attorney and you talk about the case, the attorney might say to you, "I want a retainer." Now, there's a couple of different types of retainers. There's a retainer where you pay just to get the case open. There's a retainer where you will, let's say, give the attorney $5,000. They put the money in their trust account. They charge against the retainer until it's depleted down to, let's say, $1,000. And then you're supposed to replenish the retainer fee. And then there's something called a pure retainer, whereas you are paying the attorney to guarantee their availability.
And a lot of times, we in the legal profession snarkily call that the "we're conflicting you out" retainer, which means they go and see a bunch of attorneys and that are good at a particular area of law. They give them each a retainer so that the other side can't retain that lawyer. So that's kind of not a cool thing to do, but it happens often enough, and it has happened to us. And now and again, somebody gives us a retainer. They don't really want to hire us for anything, but the other party that they think is going to come to us now can't come to us because we've consulted with them. So that happens a lot in family law.
So let's talk about hourly fees. Hourly fees is probably how you pay your attorney most often.
Yeah, but what I want to point out here is the reason why we're talking about this is a lot of people are really intimidated when they go to an attorney's office. For some reason, you're not intimidated to go to your mechanic. Well, maybe you are. I am. or your doctor's office, but they're intimidated by attorneys, and they're afraid of what things are going to cost, and they don't understand how the fee structure is going to work. So that should always be either a discussion on the phone, and we always talk to people on the phone first before they come in. Either one of our paralegals will, but more often one of us will actually pick up the phone and we'll talk to you and kind of get a sense for what it is you need, and we don't charge for that at all. And then you can come in for a free consultation, and we'll make sure that, you know, it's a good relationship, that we think you have a case, that you are, you know, willing to work with us, that we're willing to work with you, and that our relationship is good. So I want you to realize that attorneys are people too. They're not, you know, some alien being dropped here on the planet. You know, we have kids in Little League and, you know, the same things that you all deal with. And so when you go to an attorney's office, if you haven't already discussed what the fee structure is on the phone, don't be afraid to bring that topic up to the attorney, because once in a while we get rolling into chatting and sometimes I'll forget to explain how the fee structure works for your particular case. And there are so many different ways. I was talking to Charlie the other day about, you know, though we charge contingency fee, which means you don't pay anything up front, nothing hourly, and we get a percentage for personal injury claims, which all attorneys that practice that kind of law do, there have been a few cases that I've taken in that instance on an hourly basis. And why I would do that is that either the case, usually it's because there's not enough insurance to cover the claim. Say I evaluate the case as worth maybe $150,000 and there's $15,000 worth of insurance, but the person just needs some help acquiring that. Sometimes I'll do that for free. I have done that for free where it's the case is so clearly worth that I don't want to take your money, but I'll help you see it through. And all it's going to take is a letter from me, and I put all the work onto the party. And sometimes I'll have somebody help. But sometimes if I know it's going to take me about 6 or 7 hours to get it done, you know, that's a whole day of my time. So I might charge hourly rather than contingency on that issue. You will always sign a contract, and that contract with your attorney will say how, will lay out for you how your fees are going to be paid. And I think, Charlie, you had some talk you wanted to give about percentages.
Well, first of all, you're going to when you talk to an attorney, once you've agreed to form the attorney-client relationship, all agreements must be in writing. All contingency fee agreements must be in writing. All hourly fees where the hourly is going to total more than $1,000 or even including costs is going to be more than $1,000 has to be in writing. So you're going to actually be looking at signing a contract, an attorney fee agreement, and it's going to be an hourly or it's going to be a contingency fee. Sometimes the attorney's fees are by statute. For example, in medical malpractice cases, under the MICRA cases, the Medical Insurance Compensation Reform Act, those are done pursuant to statute. So, and a lot of your probate cases are done pursuant to statute.
Correct. There are a few of those. And if there are fines involved, a lot of times that's by statute. Punitive damages are often by statute. And those are damages meant to punish somebody. And then there's also the flat fee, which we do some flat fee work, very little in our office. Usually that's going to be maybe a DUI attorney has a certain flat fee.
A restraining order.
That's what I was going to say, is that is the one thing that I didn't always, but now I charge a flat fee for restraining orders because people think for some reason that I'm going to do this darn thing for free. And it takes a lot of time. I mean, just the hearing will take from 1:30 till 5, almost guaranteed. So that's a whole afternoon that I'm out of the office in the courtroom, you know, using my time. And that's not counting putting together the paperwork, which, by the way, if you do need a restraining order, and I mean, if you really need one, please seek the advice of an attorney. And most of the time, like, I'll do flat fee if you want me to represent you at one, but I can counsel you for very cheaply just on what you need to do to make sure that that goes through, and you can do it yourself. They, you know, get these things together so that you can do them yourself. But I would suggest that you at least consult with an attorney that can help you do that. But I just, that's one of the few things I do on flat fee.
Okay. Well, Rachel mentions flat fee, and that's usually done in a criminal setting like DUI, driving under the influence. They most often turn into what we'll call a hybrid. They do a flat fee up to a point in the trial process. Like once you go to trial, you're going to be paying the attorney either another flat fee or by the hour. So the flat fee can turn into a hybrid kind of agreement. There's also attorney fees based upon contract, and attorney's fees based upon percentage. And I'll talk about that after the break. It's usually done in real estate contracts. I'm Charlie Cochran with Rachel Erickson, and this is Monday's edition of Ask the Expert.
North Bay play-by-play home of the Golden State Warriors and Oakland Raiders. FM News Talk Radio 103.5, 94.5, KSRO.
Hi, this is Rachel Erickson at Kornblum, Cochran, Erickson, and Harbison with offices here in Santa Rosa and in San Francisco. You know us as your car accident and insurance claims attorneys, and now I am accepting family law cases. You can give me a call at the office at 707-544-9006 for all your divorce, custody, and spousal support needs. Give us a call.
For more information, go to kcehlaw.com. That's kcehlaw.com.
Hi, I'm Jeff Davis of On the Wine Road. Once again this Saturday, I'll bring you interviews with those who contribute to our wine country lifestyle. It may be a winery owner, a winemaker, or grower. I also keep you up to date with the many incredible events that occur here. On the Wine Road is sponsored by Smothers European Volvo and Mercedes-Benz of Santa Rosa, who offer a great selection of sport and luxury vehicles all in one place, 2881 Corby Avenue. Join us on the Wine Road this Saturday at 1 p.m. here on KSRO.
one, get one at your neighborhood CVS Pharmacy. With thousands of products to discover and hundreds of ways to save. This week, feel your best for less with Nature's Bounty and CVS Health Vitamins BOGO Free. And save big on beauty with Revlon, Maybelline, and L'Oreal BOGO 50% off. Restrictions apply. See cvs.com/weeklyad for details.
Visit CVS.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
It's Ask the Expert with attorneys Charlie Cochran and Rachel Erickson on News Talk 1350 and FM 103.5 KSRO. Ask your legal questions by calling the show at 707-636-1350.
Hi, folks. Charlie Cochran live in the KSRO studio with you every Monday from 12 to 12:30. I come in here with my partner, Rachel Erickson, and we talk about some aspect of the law. Now, today, we're talking about how attorney's fees work and how you don't have to be real uncomfortable. Like Rachel said, you can actually ask about it up front in the phone call.
And you have to realize the thing about attorneys is there's no insurance. I mean, you go to the doctor's office, you suppose your Medi-Cal or Medicare or your health insurance is going to pay for a good portion of the bill. And we don't have that as attorneys, and we don't get paid unless you pay us, and we have a business to run. So a lot of people really resent their attorneys and the fact that the attorneys are going to charge you. But the fact of the matter is we work hard, and it's a hard job, and we have a business to run and employees who have families to feed. So, you know, don't resent the fact that your attorney has to be paid. It's part of the business.
Now, Rachel, you said that sometimes you're fielding pro bono, and what does that mean?
Work for free. I did a lot of work. It seems to have slowed down now, but right off the bat with the fires and everything, I did a lot of pro bono for free consultation, reading people's insurance policies, helping them figure out how to get, you know, their daily living expenses paid for until, you know, they come to a more permanent agreement, making sure that they understand, you know, who's insured properly and who, if you're underinsured, what you do about that. So I did a lot of pro bono for that. I do some family law pro bono occasionally, if it's the right situation. I had a woman that I just resolved a case for. It was really good timing because it was right after the fires, but it was a woman that her case was so clearly worth the $50,000 policy limit that I didn't charge her anything. I just wrote the letter and negotiated with the, basically told the insurance adjuster, no, you just need to pay the money and I'm not taking any of it. And all the only thing I did was write the letter, talk to them about it, explain it. And then I made sure that her bills got paid and she got the rest of the money, which was great because she was a renter in Coffee Park and her home did burn down and she did not have renter's insurance. So that money came in real handy for her. So I do pro bono work. And I really like it, and I wish that I could do all of my work for free. I would love that so much if somebody would just pay me to give legal advice for free all the time. But I have a business to run, so unfortunately I got to charge.
Okay, so now this is the bottom line. You're a 17 or 18-year attorney. You've been practicing in the courtroom. You've done jury trials. You've done several aspects of different types of law. You are one of the national top 100. You are listed in global who's who. And the bottom line is you're going to charge by the hour. What's your hourly fee?
$350 an hour for hourly work.
Yeah.
And is that negotiable? Not really. There are, like I said, there are occasions where I might negotiate based on, okay, maybe it took me longer than it should have. But usually what I do in that case is I will actually either not write it down at all, which is a really bad practice, or I'll write down what I did and, you know, put how much time I put on it, and I'll put a no charge on there. And if you've ever been a client of mine that I bill you hourly for, there are plenty of no charges. And the reason for that is because sometimes something takes me longer than I think it should have, or, you know, okay, you know, I've drafted 6 emails now, and I'm not going to charge you individually for each email because some of them might be a sentence. But if I'm drafting one that's, you know, pages long, or what would be pages long in a letter, then I'm going to charge you for it. So if there's just a couple of short ones back and forth, I'll write down that we exchanged several emails, and I'll put an NC for no charge.
I want to talk about contingency fees for a minute, because contingency fees are negotiable, okay? And some attorneys out there doing personal injury are going to charge you 25% or 20% or 30% or whatever they're going to charge you.
Standard in the industry for personal injury is 33 1/3%. So the attorney gets a third, and that standard in the industry bumps up to 40% once you start getting into litigation, because it's so much more work. So that's standard, but they are negotiable.
Now, I'm going to tell you that I'm a 37-year attorney, and I have done mainly personal injury in my lifetime, insurance work. I have been on the inside of the insurance company. I was an Allstate attorney. I was an industrial indemnity attorney. I know a lot more about insurance than a lot of people do in the state. And the bottom line is, my percentage rate is worth it. And I can tell you, if you actually do the math on this kind of stuff, if you've got a personal injury attorney that has a bunch of cases, let's say hundreds of cases, they're probably turning those personal injury cases over as quickly as they can. And so
you're going to get under value. You will not get the full value of your case if you go to one of those attorneys. I can guarantee it. And it's just, that's how it works.
Yeah. So if the attorney says that they're going to do your case for 25% and they settle your case for $20,000, you get you get before liens and medical bills, you get $15,000. But if you go to a more experienced attorney like me, and I can settle the case for, let's say, $30,000, and I'm charging 40%, you're going to still net out better, because I take 40%, you'll end up with $18,000. So,
and the point is, just if you've got a better attorney, you're going to make more money on your case, because if you ever go to an attorney, and I put that in air quotes, and you can't see me, so I'm telling you, quote, attorney, end quote, that does personal injury on a percentage, and you do not speak to an attorney but just speak to a paralegal, you're not getting
Don't hire that law firm.
You need to talk to an attorney, because they're going to know. They're going to know whether your case is worth something, and they're going to know kind of basically what it's worth, maybe not right then, but at some point during the process.
Now, we have Phil from Sebastopol talking about hourly fees. Hi, Phil.
Hi. Quick question and then a droll story, if you got time for it. Do you charge, when you're working on a case, you may do quite a bit of the work, but you may also have a paralegal doing the work, or some other staff are doing work. Do you charge differently for the time that the paralegal?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
If I'm doing an hourly fee, I'm charging $350 an hour, but if the paralegal is doing the work, we're going to bill them out at some, depending on the type of case, between $85 and $120 an hour. So
okay,
the bottom line is the paralegal is very valuable on your case, because the paralegal is doing a lot of things that the attorneys usually don't do. For example, answering discovery, answering interrogatories or gathering documents or things like that.
And if we charge you for that, it'd be obnoxious, and we don't need to do it. Anybody can do that. Paralegals know how. We know how, but we're not going to do it, because then we charge you more.
We have two in our office. We have two veteran experienced paralegals, both certified. both certified paralegals. Kelly and Emily are both certified.
And they're fabulous.
Yes, and they're fabulous. And so the bottom line is we have excellent paralegals in our office, and we will be, your case will be assigned to a paralegal and to an attorney, and we work as a team.
That's great. I'm afraid there may be some attorneys around who don't follow your ethical practices.
Well,
I can guarantee you that that's true.
Yeah, that they're billing out for stuff their staff did. Yeah, and that's just not right.
Back in the day when $100 an hour was a high rate for an attorney, I used several attorneys around town, one of whom was a really good guy and somebody whose name you would recognize today.
Don't mention their names.
And I can remember sitting in his office one time, and while I was there, his paralegal came in with some papers for him to sign. He had two or three phone calls he had to take that were important. And when I got the bill for his hourly time, it was the full hour. So I sent him back a counter bill stating how much time I didn't get out of that hour.
Right.
That's right.
And you have to be really careful of that. And as attorneys, I think we're pretty aware of that. And usually if I'm in a meeting with a client, I don't take calls, period. You're here to pay for my time. You're going to get my time.
Your full attention.
Yeah. And I'm not going to take calls, and I'm not going to, answer other questions while I'm in with you. You get my attention, and we're both very highly ethical people, and like I said, I'd prefer to work for free if I could.
Well,
thank you, Phil. That was a great question. I'm sure that that'll help a lot of people down the road, and do make sure that, your attorney is charging for time that they're actually spending on the case and not charging you attorney time for stuff that their paralegal is doing.
Yes, and we've been talking today about the different ways that attorneys are paid, what a retainer is. We've talked a little bit about how the statutory attorney's fees work. The bottom line is that all attorney's fees are negotiable, but I have to say we don't usually negotiate at all because we feel what we're charging is fair.
Unless sometimes at the end we go, okay, we're not going to make too much more than you, so we'll negotiate at that point. But we're not going to ever do that up front because we don't know how much it's going to take.
I'm Charlie Cochran with Rachel Erickson, and this is Monday's edition of Ask the Expert.
For the local news you need, depend on KSRO's Pat Kerrigan.
Jessica Ruskin, she's the education director at the Charles Schultz Museum.